listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flueckiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the show today. My hair is crazy right now. All right, so there, that's better. Today's a fun one for me, a real fun one. That's not sticking up like it's supposed to be. All right, today's a fun one for me, and I'll tell you why. Tomorrow, December 10th, is my birthday, and I was born in 1955, which means tomorrow I'm going to be 70 years old. And I think about that, and I think about how exciting that is. And people say 70 years old, 70 years young, and, you know, they say all that kind of stuff. And that's all true. But what I want to talk about is the reality of that. And as I do, I don't want you to listen to this about me. I'm going to use me as an example because I'm turning 70 tomorrow, and happy birthday to me. Yippee. And we're going to have a celebration, and I'm excited. And, you know, we have a story about what it means to get older. We have a story about what we're supposed to do or what we're not supposed to be doing. And I don't agree with any of that. And I don't think you need to either. And you're free. Obviously, you're free to do what you want. But the reason I have this show, and it's now the end of the third or fourth year, I think, 23, 24, 25, 22, I don't know. So it's the end of the third year, the fourth year, that we've been doing this set of episodes. And here's the thing I want you to think about. Have you chosen more to own your life, to be the sovereign creator of your life? Because each day only passes once, you only live once, and sometimes that's used as an excuse to do crazy stuff, right? YOLO. Only live once, so might as well try. And there's some truth to that, too. Don't put it off. Joy, my beautiful wife, who's an angel, walks on water angel, and I love the ground she walks on. But when she was, before we were together, some years ago, she did a lot of traveling on her own to Europe. She would go on these excursions, and it was usually with groups and stuff like that. And so she would go many trips into Europe and different parts of Europe and Eastern Europe and just lots and lots of places. So she has a deep and rich understanding. And she told me her mom used to tell her, you know, you don't need to do that now, you know, save some more money or whatever. And she used to say to her mom and to herself, like, why not now? If not now, when? Like, what are you waiting for? And that comes to, you know, that comes from the idea that somehow you're never quite ready to do something. And I want to talk about that today. Because especially as we get older or certain periods of life have passed, we think, oh, I've missed the time. I'm past my prime or my opportunity or whatever. Like, I didn't learn to ski until I was 45. I was born in 55. I started skiing in the year 2000. And, you know, certain circumstances changed in my life, and so I started learning to ski. And because I'm kind of a balls-to-the-wall guy, I did it hard, and I fell down a lot. I remember one funny time. I was up at Lake Tahoe, Squaw Valley, and I went down this run, which is rated as a blue, but it's a pretty tough blue. And it was icy that day, and it had been a little warm the day before, so it wasn't quite spring skiing, but it had warmed up a bit and then gotten cold, so the slope was icy. And I went down, and I didn't yet know how to be flexible and move. And skiing is side to side. Snowboarding is front to back in terms of balance. And I got a whole story about that later because I learned to snowboard when I was 50, 5 years later. I know, crazy. But anyway, so I went down there, and like a lot of beginners or mediums, I was hunched over and trying to muscle my way through that. And if you ski, you know what I'm talking about. And it doesn't work very well because that your balance isn't very forgiving like that. So anyway, partway down, I was picking up speed, and it was icy, and then, of course, I fell down, and that's nothing except the slope was such, and there was enough ice that I couldn't stop. So I was just sliding like crazy down this slope, and I, you know, turned around and tried to get my skis in front of me to, you know, to put sideways into the slope and get some purchase to be able to slow down. I could not slow down for anything. And it started to be scary, and it went on and on and on for I don't know how many hundred yards, but a long ways. And it started to scare me because then down below me, I could see that the run kind of went off to one side, and they had fenced off, you know, with that plastic fence, the orange plastic fence. It has kind of diamond-shaped things in it they use for temporary fencing, and they had fenced off an area they were using for some kind of competition or training. I didn't know what it was, but I could see that, and I'm thinking, holy crap, I'm headed right for that thing, and I don't know how to stop. I do not know how to stop. And then it got so that on one side was a steep drop-off. And so I started getting worried, and I was sliding down, and it was a little bit warm, so I wasn't wearing full-on ski gear. I just had a medium base layer on, and it just went on, and we were sliding down, slide. And finally, I maneuvered such that I could angle just a little bit, so I wasn't going to slide, like, right into the big orange, you know, that plastic orange fence at the top, but I was barely going to pass it on the side. So I'm sliding, still trying to slow down, and I got myself so I could angle just by it. And finally I did, and I went zipping on by, and then I could reach out and grab the fence a little at a time, grab, let go, and then nearly ripped the fence out. And the people in the little competition area were looking at me. It was this whack job, you know, out of control. And so it just kept going. Finally I stopped, okay, and didn't die and didn't go off the cliff on the right side, but went by the fence. And then I, you know, I sort of took stock of myself, and the friction from the running on the slope had gotten so hot it had burned a hole in the polyester base. You know, base layers usually made out of polyester, thin base or medium, and this was medium base, and it had burned a hole in it from the friction. And of course I had all kinds of stuff on my arm. But that was a, you know, I give that as a funny story, but it's an example. I'm kind of a do everything all the way in, and I didn't stop learning to ski despite that and some other, you know, pretty significant near misses until I learned to ski black and then double black things. And I didn't start till I was 45. And, you know, that's just a choice about how we approach life. I did the same thing when I started learning to snowboard at 50, and I've got some funny stories about that too, but I'm not going to tell those today because I got something else to talk about. Are you living your life to the fullest? Because you're right, you only live once. Each day goes by one day at a time. That's it. You're done. And when you get done with the day and you put your head down on the pillow at night, how do you feel? Do you even think about it? I'm just done. I'm tired. I'm going to bed. And I did whatever I did, and I don't care. Or do you think about the day and think, oh, I wasted my time? Or I feel spectacular about the day. Now, creating your ultimate life, and I define that as a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. And you know, you've heard me say that 200 times on these shows, at least. That's how I define it. Yours might be freedom, money, and whatever it is. Do you have that right this minute? And if you don't, why not? Like, what's in the way? Because you can have anything you want. And you can BS yourself and say that you can't, but it's not true. It isn't going to come in an Amazon box, and it's not free, and it's not without effort. But you can have it. So that's simply an eternal truth. And you can disagree with that all you want, and all that's going to do is, prevent you from getting it. So let's start with this. Age is a number. Your purpose is eternal. It came from before you came here. You had a purpose when you were born. And you know what? When you're still and quiet in your moments, you know that. Your purpose might be to be a great mom or a great dad. It might be to be a physician. It might be to be an author and write books that serve people. I didn't know. I wasn't able to find my purpose until I had some pretty radical things happen in my life starting at age 52, so 18 years ago. I didn't know how to find it because I was struggling along living someone else's script. And in the last 18 years, here's what I've learned. And I share all this on my 70th birthday, almost the day ahead, because I think it's really important for you to know. And if you're younger, if you're older than me, it doesn't matter. If you're younger than me, good. Learn this stuff before I did. Don't wait till you're 52 or 70 or something to learn these things. You create what you want. You are free, absolutely free, to live the life you want, to create the life you want. You don't have to. Nobody's going to make you. But nobody can stop you. So let me share some reflections that I have learned in living these 70 years about and learned about life purpose. And that purpose, prosperity and joy, makes it so that I am happy every single day. There is no day that goes by that I'm not happy. And you might think I'm nuts or I'm taking drugs or something. You know, that was at a different chapter in my life many, many years ago. But I'm not. I'm not taking happy pills. I live in purpose, prosperity, and joy. And it's so much fun that I'm desperate to give it to you. Because we could use a lot more happiness. I don't know if you watch the news, any channel, it doesn't matter. I try not to watch much of it at all. I watch a few minutes, sometimes every day or every other day, just to see if anything has happened, right, in the world. But it's all negative, and you know that. And so I don't want to fill my life with negativity and anger and frustration and finger pointing and all that other bullshit that goes on. I want to fill my life with happiness and joy. I want to fill it with creation. I just published a book. The book is called Coaching and the Rise of AI. And I'm a coach, a mentor, a creator, an author, a musician, a singer, a songwriter, you know, a stage speaker and all kinds of other things. But I wrote this book because this technological marvel that's coming, AI is going to eviscerate the coaching industry. It's going to do that to a lot of other industries. I've been hearing some stuff and reading it online and seeing it on TV that people are panicked about how many jobs are going to be taken by AI, and they are. They absolutely are. The work landscape is going to radically change over the next 3 to 5. And sooner than that, some in 26 and some sooner, you know, up to 3 and 5 years from now, it's going to be radically different. I think that's a blessing and an opportunity. I think if we sit around and bitch and say, it's not fair. Oh, no. What am I going to do? Then we're stupid. We're stupid. We're living in fear of things we can do something about. We can't stop the march of AI or any other technology. We can see what's happening, assess our own skills, take control, fierce life ownership of our own life. And, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are. I didn't even learn to begin to do that till I was 52, 18 years ago. So I spent the first bunch of decades living somebody else's dream. But in the last 18 years, I've learned how to take fierce life ownership and create life exactly like I want to live it. I'm married to an angel. I have a perfect relationship. And my, you know, my wife's a holy being. And so every day we live in absolute joy. I have clients all around the world that I love to pieces. I help people write their books and tell stories and create products and programs. I have people build their self-esteem and love themselves fiercely and furiously. Like, how could there be anything but joy in that? So in my 70 years, man, there's been a lot of chapters. There's been a boatload of storms and a lot of miracles. Now, over the years, I've shared all kinds of stories, right? Stories about my addictions and depression and suicide attempts and recovery and divine interventions and all those things. And if you want to hear about them, back up some episodes and listen. There was a set of episodes around 693 in the podcast. My podcast, Your Ultimate Life podcast, has the same name as this show, where I told those stories in detail. And I've shared much of that here on LA Talk Radio as well. And here's what I want you to think about. This episode is age is a number and purpose is eternal. So this is not nostalgia where I'm looking back and reminiscing on a bunch of things that went well or went poorly. It's not that. What I do recognize, just like for you, is everything that's happened in my life, and I don't say happened to me because there's no such thing. Everything that's happened in my life has shaped me into who I am. Same for you. I love everything that's happened, even the disasters and failures and struggles that I have alluded to or described in great detail, either on this show or in the books that I've written. That book that I just published is my 21st, and the 22nd is already written, and it'll be out in February, I think. And I have 3 more planned for next year. Why do I write so many books? Because I love telling stories. And I love sharing all the things that I learn that gives me, so I can give it to you, the opportunity to live your ultimate life and be happy every single day. Why would you want to be anything else? So this is a call to lean in harder than ever. If there was ever a moment in history where the world needs people who are purpose-driven, full of love and have a yearning to serve, man, it's today. And so as I celebrate 70 years, the end of the seventh decade, as I celebrate that right now, I'm already leaning into the eighth decade, creating a university, right? Ultimate Life Uni. I don't think that URL's live yet, but it will be pretty quick. It's a university designed to help people create the life they want, which is purpose, prosperity, and joy, or whatever words make your heart light up and sing. Okay, so this call to lean in harder than ever is an invitation. And here's the thing. You don't have to pay attention to me. You can think this is a ravings of a nutcase lunatic. It's overlooking a beautiful city right here. Okay, you can do that and you can dismiss me as a nutcase. And then you'll keep living exactly like you are. And that's fine. If you're stoked about your life and you already just pee your pants every day with excitement, then I just celebrate you completely. And in fact, I'd invite you to get a hold of me because I'd love to have you as a guest. I love talking with other people who have figured out how to live in absolute joy every day. Because that's what I know and celebrate on my 70th birthday. Here's some things that I know. Reinvention can happen any age, any moment. As long as you're breathing air, today can be not only different than yesterday, but radically different. Like you may be going in this direction. Think of walking down a street in this beautiful city behind me. Think of walking down a street. At any moment, at any corner, you can turn and go 90 degrees different. Or you can turn around and go 180. That can happen in a moment. You can change your life on a dime. It's work, and it takes some, you know, commitment and decision and all that sort of thing, but it's available to you right here, right now. Now, my new commitment this year, and my year started October 14th, so 2 months ago, is to nurture 300 million people. What do I mean by nurture? Well, what happens when you nurture a garden? You pour Miracle Grow on it, right? When I burned my arm skiing down that slope like crazy, I had to go into the lodge and, you know, treat my arm and do some first aid and stuff like that. But I didn't quit for the day. I went in, I treated my arm, I took a rest, I had lunch and hit the slopes that afternoon because I want to. Because I wanted to learn to ski more than I wanted to nurse my wounds. Now, in this nursing that I'm doing, nurturing, not nursing, but nurturing, it's about five things that are never talked about. First is your personal worth. I had a client this morning, a beautiful guy that I was talking to, and I asked him some questions about what is your worth? And, you know, you get the typical answers. Well, you know, everybody's really valuable. But digging into personal feelings, it became really evident. Well, you know, my worth is dependent on my production. My worth is dependent on what I do. It's not intrinsic. So I asked some questions. So let's say you have a neighbor that was born without an arm or had some illness and lost whatever or was in an accident and is paralyzed. From the waist down, are they somehow less valuable because they're busted? Well, no. And so you could take that extension any way you want. Your worth is infinite. I don't care what you can do or can't do right now. And you can claim that infinite worth anytime you want. Now, I don't mean stand up and pound the table and say how cool you are. I mean to live in the truth that you're infinitely valuable because you're created by the divine. You're created by the creator, God. I call it God. You can call it whatever you want. So you're not an accident. Neither am I. That means your worth is infinite. How cool is that? And as I turn 70, I celebrate that again, not just for me, but for you. What would you do different today and tomorrow if you remembered in every moment that you were a child of God? Literally, like, you know, if I don't know if you are interested in ancestry or genealogy, but, you know, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and 8, you know, 2, 4, 8, 16 grows big. And then you go back many generations. I've got some family members that are, like, super into genealogy, and we've got the name Flukiger chased back to the 1500 somewhere in Switzerland, et cetera, et cetera. So there's like boatloads of generations, right? And so you have, you know, pedigree. Your pedigree, you can trace it back a ways. You know what the pedigree is of your spirit? That essence of energy that's inside of you? Your pedigree of your spirit is one line. You, God, that's it. You're done. Think about that. The second thing that's really important that I've learned in these 70 years is your identity, which is tied to your worth. Your identity. People say, who are you? You say your name. I'm Kellen. And they might say, well, I'm a lawyer. I'm an engineer. I could say I'm an author. I'm a writer. I've written 20-something books. And I'm also a musician. I write songs, songwriter, and singer, and studio engineer, and dad, and talk about a bunch of roles. And I'm not saying those aren't important. But who are you? That's something that there's both eternal truths that you can't alter, and there's aspirational things. So the truth for you and me is you're a child of God. So am I. There's nothing we can do to change that. Other things could be aspirational. Like one of the things that is aspirational for me, because during all my years of darkness, I lied a lot. I turned to lying to protect myself or to hide or to do whatever. So one of my declarations every day is I am my word. I speak only truth. I do what I say. I am who I seem, with no camouflage, duplicity, or guile. Now, guile's a little bit not very used word, but it means sneakiness. I just happen to like guile. So that's a declaration I have that I'm certainly not perfect at, but I say that to remind me who I am. And I do it again now at 70. Why? Because that's how I want to be every day in my life till I take my last breath. So reinvention, like I don't care where you are or what you're doing. This afternoon, tonight, tomorrow morning, you can turn 90 degrees and go do something else. The velocity matters less than the direction. The velocity matters less than the direction. So if you don't like the direction you're going, you don't like things that are in your life, change them now. Even if it's 1 degree, 2 degrees, maybe it's not 90. But start today. So reinvention can happen at any age. What it takes is the courage to start. And that's even more present for me now as I turn 70 and I have this massive goal to nurture 300 million people. Worth, identity. The third element is possibility. Because you're a divine being, child of God, you have infinite possibility. You have the infinity DNA woven right into yourself. And we beat the crap out of each other in this world with comparisons and grades and all the other stuff. And so we lose that faith and trust. I'm more committed to that now at 70 than I've ever been in my life. I know it's truer now. And I am feeling not anxious, but excited about this new goal of nurturing 300 million. And how am I going to reach them? Well, I don't know exactly, but I've got lots of possibilities. You know, I've got podcasts, 1,000 episodes. I've got this show. I've got 20-something books. This last weekend, I just spoke at an event in New Orleans. And I've got more events to speak at. Why? Because I love you, and I want you to own the truth of your own greatness. I want you to own the truth that you can make whatever you want happen. Got to do the work, but you can have that. Sovereignty. The last two words are ownership and sovereignty. So worth, identity, possibility, ownership, and sovereignty. And that acronym is WIPOS. But that's sort of the core of who we really are. So I say, who are you? Well, that. I'm a child of God. I am my word. There's lots of things. I am love. Pouring over your soul like warm sunshine. Creating miracles in the moment. Like you can have that. Maybe you already do. Wonderful. So here's what 70 actually feels like. Today, I had to go to a physical therapist, a specialist. I've been to my GP, my general practitioner, a bunch. Because 2.5 years ago, in the summer of 23, for 20 years, I've known that there was going to be some bad arthritis in my late years. I had an x-ray done 20 years ago, several, and the doctor said, well, you're absolutely great now. My body was heroic, no matter what abuse I heaped on it, martial arts and skiing and snowboarding and all that stuff. My body was heroic and infinitely you know, flexible and powerful, but he said, you know, there's going to come a day. And it came. So July of 23, I went on a bike ride for an hour with the young men in our church. I was working in the youth program. And the next day on Friday, it was on a Thursday night, summertime, so it was light late. And I got up on Friday morning and my right leg was numb, completely numb. And it hurt so bad, I didn't know what to do with myself. And finally, I went to the hospital, went to the ER, and they put me on a hydromorphone drip. And those of you that know, you know, opioids know that that's one of them, one of the stronger ones. You know, it's not fentanyl, but it's not trivial either. But anyway, my arm was shaking so badly from the pain, they couldn't get the IV in. You know, me and somebody else had to hold my arm still enough to get the needle in. So that was the start of it. And then last 2.5 years, gradually the feeling in my right leg came back a little at a time over the next several months. And I've done a lot of physical therapy and so forth. But now I walk with a cane. So I have a problem on the right side and now on the left side. So just today, I was at a specialist, an orthopedic, you know, doctor. And we're not doing surgery yet, but we're looking at, you know, what other options. And I've had some cortisone shots, and I'm going to have a nerve block, and they're going to do some hyaluronic acid injections like they do for sports figures and this and that and the other. So those things are reality, part of my life. And I could sit and bitch and moan, I can't do this. And the answer is, so what? I'm in. I'm all in. Why? Because I said so. Because I'd rather live like this. I just got off the phone with a very, very dear client of mine. And he said to me, he said, now I need you to be really honest with me. He said, do you ever get down? Do you ever get like frustrated or negative? Or are you always just like outrageous? And the truth, I told him, and I'll tell you, the neurotransmitters associated with frustration or disappointment or negativity, they show up. When something doesn't happen like I want, they show up momentarily. But what I've chosen to learn to do is to go in a different direction. And I'll give you an example. A person who's learning to quit smoking, cessation of smoking, one tool that they teach is to have a replacement action. So like this, every time you have the urge for a cigarette, walk outside and walk around the block. Immediately. Don't decide ahead of time. The minute I feel the urge, I'm going to walk around the block. No matter what, I'm just going to do that. And if you ingrain that habit, then it gives you greater power to, you know, end smoking. And there's lots of other ways, but that's an idea. So I have trained myself on purpose that the minute I have the feeling of disappointment or frustration or negativity, that I simply notice, hey, I'm feeling that feeling, and I'm going to laugh. I'm going to love. I'm going to immediately send a message of love to somebody. I don't know who, I'm going to do it right now. And training that habit, and there's a whole bunch of other, you know, ways to do that, but I have a whole list of things to do this instant. So that when I feel those things, they don't last more than seconds or maybe minutes. Or maybe, you know, maybe an hour. He asked if sometimes I go talk to my angel, my guardian angel, my wife, and say, you know, I'm really feeling down. And yeah, I've done that. I'm having a hard time today. And then we'll talk about something for a minute. And she knows everything that I'm doing and who I am and what I'm about. And she's my business partner. She's been a guest on here sometimes. So she might say something to me. But the point is not to say, oh, that's okay. The point is to take intentional, concrete action to change the situation, not to commiserate and have a pity party, but the goal, our goal, because we decided it, is to change the situation, to introduce new neurotransmitters, to change perspectives. So the answer is sure, but it lasts minutes, sometimes seconds, on the rare occasion, a couple of hours. And you can do that too, because it's a learned habit. So the reason I live in purpose, prosperity, and joy isn't because crap doesn't happen. It's because I don't let it bother me. And that's another thing I know. And by 70, I've gotten really freaking good at it. So here's some things to think about. At 70 or at 65, you're supposed to retire, or 70 or 75. I've got a client who's 77, and she's a magical physician, and she's still seeing some patients by telemedicine, but she just wrote this spectacular book, and she's starting a new phase, a new career in her life as an author, as a speaker, as a seminar leader, to lift and bless. She's 77. You know, she's got some years on me. So there's a huge contrast between what society expects of us, slow down, wind down, retire, and you're free to do that. I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but I'm telling you, it's way more fun to get engaged, to get all in once again. Okay? And as the years accumulate, most people shrink. They shrink in their social circles and their outreach, and they shrivel up. That's not necessary. That's conditioning. It's certainly not destiny. Purpose does not diminish with age. What I can tell you is my purpose has grown with age. My commitment has grown with age. Now, I'm not going to go win any, you know, walk-a-thons because I walk slow. But my purpose and my vitality and my intention and my focus is off the charts compared to even how it used to be 10 years ago. So it's more powerful now than at 20 or at 40 or at 60. I am not slowing down. I'm gearing up, and I invite you to consider that for yourself. Now, I want to talk about another thing, and that's this. Who you or I decide to be has got nothing to do with the calendar. You can make a choice to create yourself any way you want to. If you want to know how to do that, Living with Purpose and Power is the book that I wrote that consists of 18 years of research and work on myself and others about how to learn to do exactly what I'm talking about, how to create your life. I had a fellow I was talking to earlier today. He's not a client, might become one, but he's not right now. And he asked me, how do I create these things you're talking about? And it so happens, yeah, one of the 20 books is written about that, Living with Purpose and Power. And it is a specific guide about everything I've learned about taking that sovereign control and creating your life exactly like you want it. Purpose, prosperity, and joy. And your value, that infinite value, it never expires. Okay? You are not your age. You are your mission. And that's what I know at 70. Your next chapter can be the biggest and most fun and most impactful of your life. There's all kinds of stories. We see stories and movies and books written about people. You remember the fellow that played Superman, Christopher Reeve, just rising in his career, and he had that spectacular movie and some other things, and he had an accident on a horse and, you know, broke his neck or something and trashed his whole life, neck down, paralyzed. He chose to live into that and be a beacon of light until he passed away. That was a choice. For every one like that, there's 100 that say, crap, how come this happened to me? Rail at God and whoever caused the accident, and then mope away the rest of your life. Why would you do that? You're free to. I'm not taking away your sovereignty or your right to choose. You are sovereign. In fact, you're the only one that controls your life. You can give that away and let somebody else control it. But I would urge you, because you're not going to live on your deathbed and think, I wish I'd done less. I wish I'd lived less into my purpose. I wish I chose not to give a crap. Nobody says that. Regularly, I wish I'd loved more. I wish I'd deepened my relationships. I wish I'd followed more of the passion that I felt and the callings that I heard in my heart. You know, they say that, and that's documented in all kinds of books. So since you know that your worth never expires and your age doesn't matter, you are your mission, and that your next chapter can be your biggest. Really and truly, I've got several clients that are in their 70s, and it seems to be either right before, right after 70, 60, 70, we start to realize life is short. We've got 10, 20, 30 years left. Maybe you're going to live to be 100. I plan on living until I'm 132. Here you go, 132. So I've got it 62 years left. Like, you can decide how much of life you're going to live and move into, why would you give it up? Why would you give it over? You own the pen. You write the narrative. Write a frickin' blockbuster. Right? Write an amazing next decade just because you can. You write the narrative. You don't have to follow the one that was assigned. I know that. I did that. I was just talking to somebody this weekend who was expressing that feeling and said to me, you know, you have no idea how much pressure there is on me about this, that, and the other, about following a certain path through life. And the answer is, you're right, I don't, because I'm not in your shoes, I'm not in your life. But I know a good deal about pressure and about thinking or believing or feeling forced into a particular path and narrative. And that is never happy, never happy. We are happy when we choose. And since we're built as divine beings to love and serve, we are happiest when we are in love and service. So I love you, and I want to serve you. And every podcast episode, and every LA Talk Radio episode, and every guest that I have, and every book I help people write, it's to bless your life and help you bless the lives of others. And that's, that commitment is renewed as I start my year, my life after 70. My past from 0 to 70 right now, you know, I've had to rebuild my life several times. Bankruptcy, addiction, suicide attempts, failed relationships, all kinds of monstrous stuff that sometimes crushes people. And it can, and you can give up anytime you want. But you're built to be resilient. You're built to stand up again. And you feel better when you do. You love yourself more when you do. I don't care who's clapping for you. Your creator is always clapping for you. I'm clapping for you. And again, I invite you, if you've got a story you want to tell, reach out and get a hold of me. I'd love to have you here or on this podcast, or help you write a book or create products or services to help people understand your version of everything I just said. So there was an event that happened 7 years ago that was another piece of this whole reset. It was 11 years after my initial reset, which was in 2007. But in 2018, I got a fatal illness and died. And I had three conversations with God at the door between life and eternity. And boy, talk about lighting a fire. That first conversation, God simply asked me, do you want to come home? And I knew what the question meant. You want to step over the door? The conversations took place at a doorway. You want to step over the threshold and come home. And there was no expectation about the answer. I could answer yes or no. We talked about it for a while, and finally I said, I'm not done. I'm just not done. I felt the yearning to matter, to do something. And that happened 8 years ago when I was 62. And my choice was to return and to keep moving with the mission I'd already declared. Now, here we are 8 years later, and I'm stoked and committed to live fully. And I share this with you because age is a number, and you might be 80, and you might be thinking, you just wait till you've got 10 more years. Okay. I'm going to give you this same talk when I'm 80, and when I'm 90, and when I'm 100, and 110, and 120, and 130. I'm here till I'm 132. You are built to love and serve, and that will bring you more joy than you can know. It also creates prosperity, because when we serve and lift and bless others, we become wealthy. And anybody that tells you otherwise is not doing it right. And if you want to talk about that, again, get a hold of me. This website right here, KellenFlukigerMedia.com, there's a contact form on there. And I'd like you to get a hold of me. I want to talk about it. And I want to help you see your own infinite possibility and your own capability of doing whatever you want. So I want to talk here for a minute about reinvention and massive goals. I'm inviting you to reinvent yourself. If at this moment you're already stoked about your goals and you're happy, then you can ignore this. But you know what you could do? You could go out and help somebody else reinvent themselves. You could decide to go out and spread the truth that you've already learned about purpose, prosperity, and joy. You can spread it here with me. We can talk about it. I love to have those kind of people who have already discovered that in my circle to spread your message. So here's the thing. Big vision isn't reserved for the young and impetuous. Next year, I'm creating a university. The Ultimate Life University, and it's going to have four schools. The School of Transformational Authorship and Creation, to help people like you write your sovereign story and then change the world with it, not just to write a memoir. That's not what we're doing. The second school is the School of Transformational Coaching. Because like I said earlier, AI is going to gut coaching. So unless we change how we do this and how we show up, we're going to be out of work and replaced by a bot. A really cool bot. Not necessary. You matter, and you have that power. The third school is the School of Transformational Leadership and Business. As we see in the world, in politics and in communities and churches, leadership must come from commitment and example. It's completely unacceptable to just tell people what to do. Do as I say, not as I do. We must lead by example. People see through BS. We all do in a heartbeat. Nobody follows a douchebag. Nobody. Your heart tells you what's not true. So you have the opportunity to be a leader, but it has to start with sovereign self-leadership. We each, us together, I'm not saying you, me, looking in a mirror, we got to be willing to be the leader we want to follow, to be the truth teller we want to know and love, to be the person who lifts and blesses like we would like to know those who lift and bless. We got to be that example. And I don't care if you're not right now, you can start today with one thing at a time. You'll be blown away. It's like compound interest. Einstein said compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. If you fix or change or adjust one thing today and one little thing tomorrow, it will blow your mind how fast those things accumulate. And 3 months from now, 90 days, 6 months from now, by next summer, you'll be a different person. If you want to be. And like I said, if you're happy with everything that's going on, then fine. But most people are thinking, you know, I could do better at making money, being happy, you know, loving myself and a whole boatload of other things. So this is encouragement to start today, delivered from a geezer who's turning 70 tomorrow. Most people at this age think in terms of, you know, winding down. I'm winding up. And if you can't tell, no, I didn't, you know, drink 47 cups of coffee before I come on. I don't do that. This is me. This is the fire and energy of my heart, and I want to give it to you. And if you don't have absolute fire and energy about every day of your life, two things. One, ask why not. And two, ask yourself, how do I get it? What do I need to do? Or who do I need to be so I have fire and energy and love and passion about every day of my life? Because it's available. There's infinite energy and possibility in the universe. We just have to grab enough to create that reality for ourselves. And there's a way to do that, and I'm not talking woo-woo speak. This is real. So let's talk for a sec about what stops us. I've talked to you about all the possibilities and what I'm doing this next year. Here's some things that stops us. I'm too old. It's too late. My opportunity has passed. It's not my season. I got all these other problems to live, you know, deal with, my health and, you know, when we get old, crap happens, right? We're busted. This is busted. My back's busted. I wear hearing aids, you know, when I have to go to meetings. I wear big, fat, weird contacts because my vision's 2500, which is really grumpy. I don't care. Life is beautiful, and I'm not going to let anything stop me. So if you've got, it's too old, I'm too old, I don't know how, I've got no help, I've got no support, nobody believes me. Nobody thinks I can do anything. I'm all alone. Any of those excuses, they're all real and they're all valid and they're very common. And none of them have to keep you stuck. So stop living into that because it's not true. You're not too old. You're too afraid. Afraid of failure, afraid of ridicule, afraid of judgment. It's not too late. You just haven't decided yet. So this is your opportunity, your invitation to throw down the gauntlet, lean into this. Your window hasn't passed. You just haven't opened it yet. Okay, you don't need the next 10 years planned. You don't even need to know the exact destination. Just start the next flipping step. Let the sun shine on your face. Listen to your heart and take one step. Now, I've been hyped all conversation long, and I'm going to slow down here for a sec. I deeply understand that fear. I've lived in it. I've given into it. I've let it sabotage me in ways that I'm not going to discuss right now because we don't have time, but trash me for decades. I lived that way until I decided I was done. You don't need to stay there either. Get the help, get the encouragement, find the path for you, and then remember your worth and live life and your purpose for all it's worth. So here's the steps, three steps. One, decide who you're going to be next. It doesn't have to have anything to do with who you've been. Just decide who you're going to be next. And it's like turning a corner. Turn the corner. Move, you know, aim 1 degree, 2 degrees, 5 degrees, 90 degrees different if you're bold. Not who you've been, not who people expect, who you choose. How would that person show up? Ask and answer those questions. They're not rhetorical. Now, commit, step two, commit to a bigger mission than your comfort. My mission's 300 million people. I don't know how the hell I'm going to do that, nurture them. I have some ideas. I have some irons in the fire. I'm getting some help. I'm doing everything I know, but I'm not just sitting here thinking, oh, yeah, it'd be really cool to do that thing. No, I'm not doing that. Commit to a mission bigger than yourself, big enough that it scares you. Big goals keep you alive. Small goals kill your spirit. It makes us give in to the crap that says we're really not all that, and you are. Step three, so decide who you're going to be next is one. Two, commit to a mission bigger than your comfort zone. And three, just take one action, one sovereign action every day. Maybe one that you wouldn't have taken otherwise. I'd say bold step, but it doesn't have to be big. A bold step, because movement creates momentum. Movement creates clarity. Movement creates identity. Because when we do something, that's who we become. And following that identity creates your destiny. This is exactly the work that we do at the Ultimate Life University. Teaching you, helping you reclaim your sovereignty, create your life, tell your story, create your programs and products if you want to, create your personal sovereignty. The fourth school besides leadership is the school of personal sovereignty, where I explore all the things that I've learned that have made me able to be and do who I am and what I do. And my only wish between now and the last breath I draw is to help you do the same. So if you're feeling that call, KellenFlukigerMedia.com, contact form, reach out. Put Ultimate Life University in the comment or in the header. Here's the final things you need to remember. Age doesn't matter. Your past doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you've been and where you are right now. You can start this moment moving in a new direction, however small the motion is. Or you can stay where you're at, your call. Your circumstances don't matter. I don't care if you're in prison right now. Choice is everything. I got a client who worked for 20 years as a volunteer in different prisons. And as she taught people to communicate and to speak and, you know, ran some Toastmasters and other kinds of meetings in there and caused enormous change, helped people. But the inmates had to come and they had to try. And that's the 1 degree. You know, first they didn't want to talk and you know the drill. Then they said, okay, I'm GNU. And she caused enormous change and they were in, you know, incarcerated for different, all kinds of different things. So I give that example because it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, if you're sick or healthy. It doesn't matter, old or young. What matters is you decide, you choose now because you can. So here, think about what you're committing this life, this year of your life to. Whether you set New Year's resolutions in a few days or a few weeks or not, I don't care. Start today. Bigger service because you can. We're built to love and serve. Get out of your own thinking. Get out of your own way. Deeper love. Higher purpose. I know that that fires me up every time I breathe air. More courage. If you want help, reach out. That's all I do is help you get to where you're trying to go. And I can, and I know how, because I'm walking that road every single day. If I can commit at 70 to changing 300 million lives, you sure as heck can too. And you pick your goal with your method and your skills and talents. So I'm asking you to commit. What are you going to commit to today? Not someday, not sometime out there, not when I get more or something. No, today. What are you committed to today? Your life is not winding down. It's waiting for you to wake up. I love you. I believe in you. If you want it, you can start this moment and create your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.